Hi, this is Sabine, Sabine from FIBA. Today is my 20th sequence of my finance ABC, and I would like to highlight the increasing interests. Not only that the interests are increasing, everybody sees this on a daily basis, but the relation from interest to amortization and the impact over the total interest. Today I would like to start with the interest, and next week I would like to highlight the impact of interest and amortization in times of increasing interest. So what is the impact of increasing interest? First of all, you have higher costs, higher total costs. This is not too difficult to understand. You have, resulting out of this, a higher monthly rate. You might have higher equity needs because the bank would not finance it otherwise. You might have better chances to the access of objects. It happens in the meantime that real estate agents calls back and say, are you still interested in the object? Might be with a little lower prices. You can deal with agents again. And. So this is something we have not seen in the past. And the funny thing, which I would like to highlight next week, is that a shorter total tenor. This is purely mathematics, but I would like to give you first a little bit an introduction. Oh, one thing I forgot. You also might see a lack in the cash flow calculation for investors. This is a big point too. We had a lot of investors in the past coming into the market because they in the past invested in equity, in bonds, and now they turned to the real estate market because the rentability was just great. This was mainly effect of the low interest. But now, if the interests increase like this and the rents does not increase like this, you have a gap which either you as an investor do not want to cover with your equity, or the bank does not accept the gap. Give me a short example for this, what I told you. Let me give you an example. We do it very easy. We say we need a financing of 100,000. This is a normal apartment. And in the past, you had 1% interest and 2% amortization. This was 3%, and you had a monthly rate of 250. What has changed now? You have might be still an interest of, you will have an interest of 3%, an amortization of 2%, so the total rate is now 5%, and this results in a monthly rate of 400. So you see 250 to 400. If you had before a monthly rate of 250, it was okay, you cover with the monthly rate your, with the monthly rent your rate, and you were happy. You had to have a little bit surplus for reserves, but overall it was good. Now the rents did not increase and you still have the rent of 250 and you have a monthly rate of 400. So you have a gap of 150 per month as an investor. And take the same calculation I just did, and consider you do not do any extra repayments, then you have in the past a total tenor of 40 years, and now you have a total tenor with a higher interest of 30 years. This sounds a little bit nebulous. This I would like to point out next week, but overall you see this is also the reasons why banks go a little bit down in their required amortization. Have a great day. It's Sabine from FIBA.